News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is the first Thursday of the month, so it's time to talk about the first Friday of the month in downtown Bryan, and Sandy Ferris here. And it's not only downtown Friday, but what an action-packed September you've got going.
It is. We've been waiting for September for some time now. As you said, tomorrow is first Friday. September always seems to be a big first Friday for us. We've actually had more musicians request to be downtown than we had room for this time. So if you come to downtown Bryan tomorrow night, you're going to hear music just about on every corner and every block.
Such as?
Well, if you will go to the Palace, you will hear Tubi and the Touchtones. He's a popular local band, blues and rock, and that's actually going to be a little preview for Texas Reds, because they'll be playing at Texas Reds too. We've got a mariachi band at Casa Rodriguez, belly dancers at Cafe Capri, lots of individual musicians up and down both Bryan and Main Streets. If I start mentioning all of them, I'll probably miss somebody, but you can go on to our Facebook page or our website and see a list of those. So again, first Friday kicks off. People are always calling and asking, what time does it start? There's really no official start time. It's just people start filtering down. We notice about 5:30, and they'll stay till 10 midnight. You know, shops will stay open as long as people keep coming in. So we're hoping for a good crowd tomorrow.
In fact, let me go off on that tangent, because First Fridays have been happening for a while, and you just made the reference to the shops will stay open as long as people are downtown.
Right.
And it's really cool, I think, that those business owners are not sticking to rigid ending hours, at least when you have events like this.
Right. Like they told me this morning, we always have a Thursday morning coffee, and several of them said, we'll stay open as long as people keep coming in. It never fails. They tell me that at least every first Friday, there's somebody down there that says, wow, I didn't know this was down here. It's the first time they've come to downtown Bryan. So we love being discovered every month, so it's a good thing.
I'm going to mess this up, I think. Has the Ghostbusters movie been shown yet, or is that coming up?
It was in August.
That was August,
right.
Okay, because I know that we had the 30th
summer
anniversary.
Yeah, it was the 30th okay. anniversary of Ghostbusters, and we had a little summer movie series.
And how'd that go?
It went well. We had a few more people each time, and hopefully next year we'll do something similar. But if the Queen is finished, we are going to have some sort of classic movie series when the Queen is up and running. So people can look forward to that.
Sandy Ferris here from the Downtown Bryan Association. Let's move on to what else is going on.
Well, this fall we are also having what we're calling Football Fridays. So every home A&M football game, there will be something going on in downtown Bryan on that Friday. So as people are coming in for the game, or even our local people, we want any and everybody to come downtown on Football Fridays. Of course, tomorrow would be one of them, but we've already got First Friday going on. So next week, next Friday night, September 12th, we will have a free concert at the Palace Theater. We will have a bounce house and some activities for the kids. And again, the shops and restaurants are open as long as people are there. The band for next Friday night is Raz. They're a local cover band, lots of high energy. And the last time we had them at the Palace, people were up dancing and singing. So it's going to be a fun time. So we will have those, again, for every home game that A&M has. So the next one after the 12th will be October 10th. October 31st and November 14th. Since that last home game is on Thanksgiving Day, we won't have an activity for that one.
All right, time to plunge a little deeper into Reds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Texas Reds is just weeks away, days away, and it seems like last week, but really this past Monday, our phone has been ringing literally every 5 to 10 minutes, and it's a question about Texas Reds. We've got all of our vendors lined up. We have 33 Texas wineries who will be under one huge tent offering wine tastings. We've got about a dozen Texas craft beers that will also be in a separate tent. A huge kids zone. We've got 9 or 10 bounce houses and Pawpaw's Party Train. So that's fun for the kids. And those three things that I mentioned mentioned, the wine, the beer, and the kids zone, those are the only things that people will need tickets for. The entrance to the festival is free. We've had a lot of questions about that. There is no fence. We do have the streets barricaded, so everything is safe, but you do not have to pay to come to Texas Reds. And one of the biggest changes, two biggest changes, I guess, this year, it's gone to a Saturday-Sunday instead of Friday-Saturday, and we have 5 music stages, having music nonstop all day, all evening, on both Saturday and Sunday. And we've already lined up a number of the bands, some of the bigger names that are coming. Ruthie Foster is going to be there on Sunday. Del Castillo, the Band of Heathens, Soul Track Mine, Peterson Brothers. I'm really excited about those if people haven't heard of them. Those are a couple of teenage boys who are from Bastrop. And they have been playing blues ever since, I guess, they were big enough to hold guitars. And so they've opened for some big name acts, so we were able to get them. Locally, Katie Hamlin Band is going to be playing. Probably about close to 30 bands or more by the time we get them all plugged into their time slots on the stages. And we are very near releasing the entire lineup. So I've had a number of discussions about the is it better to have one headline act or all of these? And somebody today said they liked the headline act because they could see somebody famous for a little amount of money. My answer to that is you're going to see over 30 bands who are either poised to be the big name acts or will be in several years, and you're going to get to see them for free. So we're excited about that.
Where are we at on entries for the state cook-off?
I think we're at about a dozen state cook-off teams right now, and that is going to be a little different this year as well. We've got them all grouped in one area down on the north end. There will be a stage adjacent to the cook-off area so people can go in and sample the steak and listen to music. And I put Dr. Barrett Line in charge of the state cook-off, and he has done a wonderful job getting that event organized, including making a Texas-sized entry trailer for the cook-off area. It's going to be a photo op piece. It'll be something we can use every year for Texas Reds. So as soon as he gets that finished, we'll be posting pictures of it. But I've seen the early pictures, and it's pretty fantastic looking.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris, the Downtown Bryan Association, a couple of minutes to go, and want to reemphasize the need for volunteers.
We do need volunteers, always need volunteers. You can go online, TexasRedsFestival.com. We have a real easy little thing you can go to and fill out. You can choose your time, your shift, what area you want to work in. And we're also offering to nonprofits, the 501c3 nonprofit, if you provide us with 50 hours of volunteers, we will write a check for $500 to your organization. So we've had a few take us up on that. So if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, you can work a little, you can work a lot, go to TexasRedsFestival.com and find the volunteer tab. And one more quick word about the festival. Again, as I said, it's free to enter. You do need tickets for the wine, the beer, and the kids zone. And we are offering a 20% discount right now for online ticket purchases. So you can find that right on the main page. I think we've got a link to purchase tickets ahead of time.
And the website is?
TexasRedsFestival.com.
And then back to the volunteers, what are the things that volunteers will be doing?
Oh, everything from manning a barricade to being a runner for the wine and the beer tents, helping with the cook-off area. We need wine servers, and just about anything you can think of, we'll find a place for you.
In fact, I want to go to wine servers because I saw the tweet that you all posted on that yesterday, and that you just can't sign up for that because you also need a TABC license.
Right. There's a TABC quick hour online training you can take, and I think they're actually offering a special, if I remember right, through TABC. So you just need that certification, and then you'll be good to go.
Everything covered for now?
Oh, probably not. That's a lot of information today.
All right. In addition to the Reds Festival website, the rest of your online information for Downtown Bryan.
DowntownBryan.com, or find us on Facebook at Downtown Bryan.
Very good. Got a lot covered, but still a lot to go, and still a couple weeks to get it all put together.
That's right. And we hope to see people for First Friday and Football Friday next Friday night as well.
Very good. Sandy Ferris, Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.